KC2YGV. KC2YGV. Anybody on this morning? Nothing heard. KC2YGV clear. KC2YJV, Woodbridge Township, listening. KD2BOR, KC2YJV. KC2YJV, anybody on tonight? KC2YJV, listening. KD2BOR, KC2YJV, call. Rocky, Joe, Steve, anybody on?
Connected, KC2YJV.
KC2YJV. Anybody on? KC2YJV.
KD2BOR listening.
Yeah, I heard you calling me before. I was in the little boys' room, and then I got a little busy. I gave a call for you, but I didn't hear you.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm on South Brunswick right now, talking to an old friend of mine, but I'll be right back.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Catch you in a little bit. KD2BOR.
Kilo Bravo 2, Tango India Alpha.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rocco. What's shaking?
Not much. Got home early today. Guess everything went okay, huh?
Yeah, I almost missed my stop. My buddy gave me the shake and wake me up. It's a good thing he was on the train with me. I was out cold, dreaming and everything.
Hey, like I always say to you, we put in a long day, pal.
Yeah, I know I gotta crash sometime, you know. All week, 4 to 5 hours a night, and it's my Friday today, and that's all I need to know.
When do you actually get a good night's sleep, Steve? Maybe Friday night into Saturday or Saturday into Sunday? When do you get actually like 7-8 hours sleep? Do you ever do that?
No joke. Maybe every other week. A good night's sleep for me is anything near 6 hours.
Yeah, that's about what I need. Sometimes I get a little longer, sometimes a little less. I tend to get a little bit more on Fridays and Saturday night. As soon as Monday morning rolls around, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday, forget about it. I'm like you, 4 hours, five the most.
Okie doke. Just wanted to say hi. I'm going to take a spin around HF, see what's going on. And I'll be back in a little while. KB2 TIA.
Okay, very good. We'll be here. KD2 BOR.
It was like corn and not a lima bean, but a kind of a white bean. It looked kind of like Indian food on the side. I don't know what it was, but I didn't like the taste of it at all. It's like very waxy. It tastes like wax. But the rest of the dinner was pretty good. One of the guys had a connection to the place, so we got everything for 50 off.
Oh, that's cool. And it's kind of ironic that you had Hungarian food. I just worked a guy in Hungary this morning.
Just worked a guy in Spain on 40 meters, and I was hearing a guy from Venezuela, and then the mob came, and I couldn't hear him anymore.
Yeah, Spain's one of those contacts that I have a million of. Yep, excuse me, my throat's so messed up from my little bout with GERD. Yeah, so if I hear a Spanish station or a Spain station, I don't even call them. I've contacted them so many times, it's almost like we have a pipeline. But this will be my first Hungarian station. I hope the guy replies to QSL by mail. I'd like to get a QSL card. The guy that does our computers, his lineage is from Hungary. He's always going over there on vacation. So I thought it might be cool to show him that I talked to somebody over there.
Are you saying just on the low bands, or that you just never worked Hungary at all? Because I hear him like 3-4 times a week.
You know, I think I may have worked him one time, but I never made the sent the contact out to him to get a card. But I don't hear them that often. You know, I'm not on the radio as much as you are. I wish I was, but unfortunately, I just don't have the time. You know, between having to cook dinner. Yeah, my wife didn't get home till 5:30 last night, so that's when we started to eat. So I didn't finish till 6. They say you're supposed to go to bed 3 hours after you eat. There's no way in hell I'm going to bed at 9 o'clock. So I was in bed like an hour and a half after I ate, and I was doomed. Rocky in there? KD2POR, N1LU mobile.
I don't know if I should say good morning, Charlie, after what I just heard, but I hope you're feeling better after that bout. KD2POR.
Yeah, it was hell getting up this morning. I had just about fallen asleep and the clock was going off. I was a bit of a zombie. I went in to brush my teeth and my eyes were like blood red. It's going to be a rough day, to say the least, but thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, I knew something was wrong as soon as you broke into the frequency. I could hear it in your voice immediately.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing. I don't know if you know what it is, but it's when all your the acid in your stomach backs up to your throat. It's terrible. I made Cajun chicken Alfredo last night. One of my favorite recipes. But that's something that I have to eat early because it's kind of rich. You know, I use heavy cream and a lot of spices and stuff, and it's a lighter version of regular Alfredo sauce, but it really weighs heavy in your stomach, and that's something I should really eat early, but I didn't realize my wife would be home so late. It's one of those things.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. About 9-10 years ago, Charlie, I had a bout with acid reflux. Very, very bad. I actually thought at times I was having a heart attack. It was burning so bad. My doctor had to give me this purple pill and some other stuff, and it cleared it up, and thank God I haven't had it since.
I don't get it too often unless I, unless I eat and go right to bed. If I eat and go right to bed, I'm screwed. I'm bound to get it. But I had no choice. I was exhausted last night. So I reluctantly went to bed thinking maybe I can avoid it. One thing I could do to help is to raise the head of my bed, let gravity take over. Because what's happening is you're laying down, now all that acid is churning in your stomach and it's got nowhere to go but up. At least if the head of your bed is up, it's gravity's kind of keeping it down in your stomach.
82 BOR. Yeah, I sleep on two pillows, Charlie, to keep my head up at night. All right, hope you feel better. Over to you, Steve. 82 BOR.
Thank you, Rocky. Jim is going to take the trip with me tomorrow. I guess you got that message. And I'm wondering, Charlie, if you can get your hands on more of those hot dogs. I don't know what else you guys got there. But they're really good. I'd be happy to pay you for them. I don't want to abuse the privilege here. But they're really good, and everybody goes nuts for them here.
Yeah, okay. I'll see what I can do. I'm going to have to get paid for them. My meat bill's going through the roof. But remind me again which ones I got you. I can't remember.
They were the regular hot dog with the lamb skin. The ones that are crispy, they have like a crunch.
Were they all beef or pork and beef?
I believe they were all beef.
All right, I'll pick them up.
Okay, just let me know what I owe you and I'll bring it with me.
Yeah, I'll have the guy total it out and I'll text it to you.
I didn't realize last time I was thinking about it, and I was only on the way home, and I was like wondering. I said, I wonder if Charlie pays for that. So I wanted to ask you this time. I kept meaning to ask you, and I always forget.
Yeah, I don't get anything for free at that place except aggravation.
Oh, we got that in abundance at my job. We got plenty to spare. We had one particular guy tonight. Oh, my, this guy was off the wall, yelling and screaming, and, he said that a bag got stolen from his room, and who would have access to his room, and going nuts. All week long, I've taken at least one report a day of people saying stuff is stolen. And then they contact us a couple of hours later. Oh, I found it. So mostly iPads and stuff, they hide it or took it away and they forget where they put it, or the maid finds it and moves it while she's cleaning, and the stuff turns up. But this time, the guy had a bag, shopping bag with shirts and stuff in it, and he put it next to the garbage, so housekeeping took it away. I mean, I guess they should be more careful, but, you got a bunch of garbage in your room and next to the garbage pail, and they just grabbed the bag and took it away. But I guess they realized later on that it was somebody's stuff, but they didn't know what room it came from at that point. So they had it, so at least he got his stuff back, but it's some of the stuff people do.
Behind schedule today. Rocky, if you get another one of those items, do me a favor, text me the seller's name that you get it from.
And no problem. I spoke to the other half last night about it. I don't think it's going to happen right now, Charlie.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Yeah, mine's not going to happen now either. I got to wait till January.
You know what she said to me? If you want to put it in your truck, move it from where you got it now.
Yeah, that can be a pain. It's, a lot of connections each time you move it in and out.
Yeah, and another thing I thought about, both antennas I got only take a certain amount, and I'm afraid of running that up into that thing. I don't know if I'm going to be getting near the limit and cause another problem and, take a chance of burning my radio out.
Yeah, I think you'll be all right. I don't know the rating on the antennas that you have, but they're usually around 150 watts, and that's usually conservative.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I'm just going to hold off for now. Town taxes came up, all that stuff. First of the year is going to come up with IRS. I think I'm going to have to put that on a back burner for now. KD2BOR, over to you, Steve.
Well, I tell you, I thought you had a good deal, and it sounds real good. And I was asking questions about it myself, Charlie, so I wouldn't mind having that, like, in the mobile.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Oh, man, I'm dying over here. Yeah, I'm not going to, when I meet with you today, I'm not going to dilly-dally. I'm absolutely exhausted, and by that time I'll be half asleep. So we'll do the exchange and bid our 73s and go in our different directions. I really got to get home so I can take a nap.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going on to ARRL right now, and I'm going to try to add in my password. I was having trouble logging in, so I'm going to see what I can do here, and then I'll probably say my 73s, but I'll be listening for a while. KB2TIA, you guys pick it up.
I wanted to ask you, where did you download, where did you get started with Logbook of the World?
I just did a search for it. I put in ARRL and log OTW, and I just did a search, and then it brought me to their site, and there was some link that said download this program, and I went. It was like three clicks, and it downloaded, and then it installed. And then I filled out the little form they give you, and it sends it to them. And then it tells you to, you should get a postcard in about 3 days. So in my case, it was 2 days. It comes from Connecticut, so the postcard. And then on the postcard is your secret, super secret password. And you're supposed to go back onto their site and enter that password, and they send you a file in email. And that file activates the program you downloaded, and you'll be able to share your log.
Okay, so until you get that super secret code and activate it, you can't make any entries, right?
Correct. All you can do is look at the program, and they have like a little diagnostic tool if you need it. So until you get that code, that, you know, security certificate from them in email that the program takes into itself, it, like, completes the program, I guess, the security certificate. And once you get that, then the program's live.
Okay, so Logbook of the World is a ARRL program?
Correct, it's their baby. It downloaded a program that's called TQSL. That's what it put on my system. TQSL is the program. I don't know what the T stands for, but in any case, that's what it's done so far. So I'm about to find where I have to set this password, because I'm having a little trouble finding where I register it and getting in.
It doesn't tell you on the card where to go?
Yeah, it does, but it's a big long thing to type, so I was just trying to do a quick search and find it.
I see you saying, if you're still on the air when you find it, you install, let me know how it goes. I might do that now that I'm a member of the ARRL. Still waiting for my first issue of QSD. Give me something to read at work. Rocky, over to you. KD2BOR. N1LU, mobile.
KD2BOR. I want Mark asked you a question. You said you couldn't stop for coffee this morning. Do you think you could have handled coffee, or that would have aggravated it again?
No, once I'm standing up, I'm fine. I can eat just about anything. Then I'll just get regular heartburn. It's when I lay down that it turns into GERD. What it's called is gastroesophageal reflux disease. You know, where it comes back up all the crap, for lack of a better term. It's pretty horrible thing. Gives you a horrible taste in your mouth, and I'm sure my breath isn't that great either when it happens. But once I'm standing up, it's fine. Then gravity takes over. You know, if I could sleep standing up, I wouldn't have had a problem.
Yeah, not to be repeating myself, but that acid reflux, I guess it's almost the same thing. I wanted to die. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I asked my cardiologist. He goes, "What's wrong?" I said, "I got this burning in my chest, and it's awful." He knew what it was right away.
Yeah, that's all that acid that helps to dissolve your food coming up into your throat and everything. So it's not good. You know, some people suffer from this on a weekly basis and end up with esophageal cancer. So it's something to take very seriously.
Sleep in some room in case Bill's sleepwalking. Yeah, that's what he told me too. It's very dangerous. That's why he treated it right away, and thank God. Again, I'm repeating myself, but I'm just thinking about how bad it felt. Took about 2 days on the pills, and I stayed on the rest of them. Everything's been kosher so far.
Yeah, that purple pill he gave you was probably Nexium. I was on that for a while, and then I switched off to some over-the-counter stuff. Actually, Joe, NY2EE, turned me on to it, and that's what I took. In fact, I popped one last night, because I knew if I didn't, I'd be in pain in the morning. The other trick that I do is put a spoon or two of baking soda in a glass and fill it with water and drink that. That kind of calms it down real quick, but you still got the pain from the initial explosion.
Who's out here making all that noise, KC2YJV?
Hey, good morning, Victor.
Hello, Charlie. Hello, Rocky. Hello, Steve. Everybody else on the air.
Good morning, Vic.
Yes, it is. Yep. Till Monday, anyway. And then I start going over to my 12-hour shifts.
Got everything straightened out at the same job?
No. Told them to go to hell. I'm at a different place now, and pays a lot more, and they seem to appreciate things a lot better.
Okay, very good. Hope it works out for you.
Right, because I have a good line on concrete.
Was there a breaking station, or was that you, Charlie, trying to get in there?
No, that wasn't me.
That might have been me, because I got up closer to the mic.
Yeah, I think that's Vic. First, you don't have to get that close. You sound pretty good backed off of it.
Alright, good deal. I'll stay right about here.
Yeah, that sounds fine. What mic is that?
This is my yard sale MC60.
Okay, very good. I saw somebody selling one on QRZ this morning. He called it mint.
Oh no, this one's mint. This one's definitely mint. And I might sell this one, I don't know. It's just, I think I'm going to get rid of D104 instead.
our 30 today. So maybe if you're around later on, we can try 40. You can see how it sounds.
Very good, no problem. I just put it on 50 ohm the microphone so I can sit back a little further. But, yeah, I had a little bit of rum last night and a little bit more tonight to get rid of the cold I have that's really bad, and it's working.
I'm on the 50 ohm setting.
What was that?
I like the sound of that mic on the 50 ohm setting.
Well, there you go. That's what it's on.
Yeah, it was a little too bassy on the whatever the other. What was the other one? 600?
500. That's why you're getting interference. I forgot. I have my phone right next to the mic, and it's on Echolink.
Yeah, it sounds better like that. Get it. I don't know how far back you are. Get just a tad closer. Want to see how much it changes.
I'm about 12 inches away.
It's nice and loud. I just wanted to see if the audio characteristics changed at all as you got closer, but it's plenty loud, so don't think you're too low.
Well, I'm about half an arm's length away now. I'm sitting back in the chair relaxing, watching my computer update. Rocky, did you say something? Over to you.
Yeah, Vic, can you go down to 520 or go to 520 for a second? I want to try something with you.
I don't understand what you mean.
146 520, the call channel.
KC2YJB, disconnected.
All right, go ahead, Rocky, I'm listening.
All right, let me get there, hold on.
Why, I love this rig, I could do both. All right. Hey, Charlie, how you been, all right?
Yeah. Except for my little incident last night, but, yeah, I heard both of you guys, by the way, on 5-2. Heard Rocky better. I heard bits and pieces of your transmission, Victor. I'm over here, where the hell am I? It says Sparkill. I'm on 9W.
Oh, man, I'm like 45 miles away from you south.
I know how far you are, yeah. I guess I was at a good point, but I heard Rocky real good, like an S3 or something.
Yeah, I hit the wrong button. I hit the attenuator by mistake. So, oh, you went down. Oops, I hit the attenuator. Rocky, what amp did you get?
Got it off of eBay. The RM Mitley KL-145.
Oh, that's the VHF one, right?
Yes, sir.
You couldn't find the dual bander?
I found the dual banders, but they were way out of my price range.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what. I hit the attenuator, I still heard you, with no preamp on. So you were definitely doing it. I turned the preamp on. Well, I turned off the attenuator and turned the preamp back on. And I had you plus 60 with no problem. So it's doing a really good job.
Yeah, they said it was rated for 110, but on Charlie's meter that he let me borrow, when I did the SWR, calibrated it, I was actually doing about $1.20.
Do you have it on now?
No, I'm just on medium power on the radio.
All right, question for you. Is it variable output or no?
The only variable on it is how much you drive it with.
Do me a favor. I want you to, on here, because I'll be listening on the input, I want you to put your radio on low, and I want you to key the amp, because I'll hear it on the input.
Okay. Radio's on low, and the amp is on.
All right. No, I need you to turn it off, count to three, and then turn it on.
Okay, it's off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One, two, three, four, five.
Oh, dude, you went from an S7 to an S20.
And that's just driving it low.
That's what I would drive it with. That was a huge difference.
Yeah, but I don't want to run it all the time, Vic. A matter of fact, I'm going to shut it back off. I don't want to interfere with people if I am. So I'm going to turn it back off and turn the radio back to medium.
Oh, no, no, that's not what I meant. I meant in case you need it for some unknown reason, that's the way to go.
Yeah, it also does a lot less on my power supply, because between the radio and the amp, I'm actually drawing about 22.5 amps out of 30, so I don't want to push this power supply too much either. All right, let's turn it over to Charlie. I don't know if Steve's back. He can check for Steve. Over to you, Charlie. K2 VOR.
I'm curious, Rock, what are you getting out on when you drive it with low power?
I think, oh, I don't remember, Charlie. I had to put the meter in line yesterday. Maybe about 60, maybe 70. I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what amp I'm going to end up getting because I found out. I thought I was doing 15 watts on medium power with this Kenwood, but I'm only doing 10. So I got to rethink my situation here because I can't drive that thing with 50. And 10 watts, I don't know what it'll drive it to. You know, I really want to double my power if I'm going to get an amplifier at all.
Rocky just drove it. He has a 635. He just drove it with like 5 to 7 watts. So he made a huge difference. So that should be no problem.
Yeah, well, if he's only getting 60 or 70, that's only a 20-watt improvement over what I'm doing right now. I really want to get at least 100 watts out of whatever amp I use. I need to double my power.
Hey, Rocky, can you do one more test or no?
Yeah, let me just ask Charlie a question. I want to look something up on his radio. Charlie, you got a TM710A?
Yeah, TMD710A.
Okay, very good. I want to look something up on that. What you need me to do, Vic?
What I want you to do is I want you to put your radio on high, and then I want you to engage the amp. Give me a second to go to the input, though.
I made a mistake and did that yesterday. I'm not going to do it, Vic. Maximum drive on FM is 25 watts.
All right. Do medium, but give me a second to get over to the input. What I want you to do is I want you to go from low power, driving the amp on low, to driving the amp on medium so I could see the differences.
Okay, I'll give you a second, and then I'll start on low power on the Lingo. Okay, low power. Driving the amp. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll unkey and switch it to medium power. Medium power drive. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, I'll tell you, my brother. You owe me a S meter now, because you can't go any further.
Well, I guess it's working.
Are you on the shop radio?
Yeah, I'm in my shop right now. That's where I got the 635.
Oh, yeah, it's working. Hey, it's working big time.
Yeah, I think I told Charlie yesterday, I told Steve, I did a little experimenting yesterday morning, and the cab company said it was not interfering with them, so that's a good thing.
Well, don't forget the cab company's narrowband by law, so you won't bother them. Wow, what a difference that amp made for you. Dude, I wouldn't change a thing. Charlie, over to you. All right, unless Steve's back. Steve, you there? Okay, over to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good. KC2YJV with KD2BOR and N1LU. Yeah, it's a nice, inexpensive amp for brand new. I mean, I can get something that'll do 180 watts out, but and pay almost the same, maybe a little bit more, but it'll be used. And there's really not too many good, you know, 2-meter amps out there. RF Concept is out of business. You see them pop up every so often. They're probably the better ones. This TE system, they're pretty good too. Then there's Mirage. Mirage leaves much to be desired. I've got an old Mirage on my in my shack that's not working. I don't know what the hell happened to it. But for the price, I think it's a decent amp.
What's the max we're allowed on here? 200, right?
On FM, yeah, I believe so. I think on sideband, I think we're allowed 1,500.
I don't know if you guys have called me. I was still on the input.
Yeah, that was me calling you.
Nick, I only have you like just about an S1. Rocky, you were a 3, and then you went to a 4 during your test.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Charlie, I'm surprised that your radio only having 10 watts on a medium power. I figured it would be at least 20 like most other radios.
Yeah, I was a little surprised too, considering I thought it was 15. What I have to do is find out if there's a pot in there for the low power that I can bring it up. I'd like to bring it up to 20 watts.
Yeah, some of these radios, it's not like the older, your older Alinco and that one that Carlos says, that Kenwood, a lot of them, it's inside the radio, they got to set it up to set the power for low, high, and medium, or whatever, you know, low, medium, and high. I was reading that on the Alinco.
Hey, Charlie?
Yeah, Vic.
VHF, 142 to 148 megahertz, 1,000 watt linear amplifier module, without pre-driver, new. The guy wants $749.
Yeah, that would be nice. Then I'd never have to worry about anything, including children. But, yeah, that's a little overkill. Like I said, if I can double my power, you know, I'd be happy with 100 watts, but I don't think there's too many amps out there that just do 100 watts.
Sure, you got, decibel.
Decibel? Who makes that? I've never heard of that.
Decibel makes all the cell wave antennas and everything now. Decibel Electronics should have a 200 watt for roughly about $300. Maybe 350. It might have went up a little bit, but Decibel has a bunch. And I mean, I used to use them for public safety on the VHF and UHF channels. We used to use them for the public safety rigs. Yeah, you can find the decibels, man. They're pretty good. You can tune those. You can open them up and tune them for whatever UHF or VHF frequencies you want.
I'll have to look into that today. I had an old, oh Jesus, what the hell was it? Was it a Motorola maybe? I can't remember now. Crap. Somebody that I knew from another ham club had converted these old commercial amplifiers to the ham bands. I had one for 440, one for 6, and one for 2. And, but you'd have to drive them with real low power, otherwise you'd blow them. And I think I did that to the 2-meter one. I forgot I was on either medium or high, and I transmitted into it. But they put out about 110 watts. They were great. Couldn't kill them, unless, of course, you overdrove them, and that's what I did.
Hey, Rocky, you don't have the KL-145, do you?
That's it.
It was pulled off eBay due to being illegal in the United States, so don't advertise it.
I went to a site this morning and couldn't find the KL-145. There's DNJ Radio, California. Had something put up against them in 2012, and they listed the amplifiers that were not certified.
Yeah, they pulled it. So, you know, since you bought it, it's not illegal for you to own, but I guess evidently they pulled it off eBay. So, I mean, it's clean. it's filtered and everything, according to the description, but they pulled it off eBay. It says, new model, no longer certified for FCC certification, whatever that means. But I guess it's not certified. We don't need it certified, though. We can build our own. So for you, it's okay, but for commercial, it wouldn't be.
Got mine from eBay, so I don't know how they pulled it, and the place I got it from still has two more listed up there.
Okay, it says RM Italy, KL145, 2-meter linear amplifier, 140 to 152 megahertz, for HF mobile ham radio. It says $149.95. This listing has been removed due to FCC certification.
I didn't see that. I saw it was listed this morning.
Well, don't forget, we don't need a certification. They probably removed it not understanding what it actually is. Remember, we can build our own. It doesn't have to be certified. We're not type accepted as ham operators. But where the way they listed it, it does cover some of the commercial bands. So that's probably why they did pull it. But if they would have said that it was only a ham-only amplifier, 144 to 148, then they wouldn't have, it wouldn't have been a problem. I think that's what the deal was. I think they got it because it goes into the commercial bands. But you're legal. You're okay. But a commercial guy wouldn't be.
Oh, okay. I see your point. They also have one listed up there that's a wide band for 2 meters. It goes from 130-something to 170-something. I guess that's really one of the illegal ones, right?
Yeah, it would be. Anything that go into commercial would be considered type accepted. If it's not type accepted, you can't use it outside the type accepted range. Now, us as hams, we can use whatever we want. Nothing of ours has to be type accepted. Once you go into commercial bands, though, or GMRS or anything, it has to be type accepted. So, as hams, we can use whatever the hell we want, but commercial, you can't. So, we're lucky.
Okay, let's throw it, let's toss it around. Over to you, Steve, KD2, VOR.
I don't know what's going on here. I hear about these nightmares of people trying to log on to this damn thing, and I seem to be in the thick of it. It won't let me log on, and I can't seem to do much. I got to the page where it wants me to enter my secret password. I've done it like 10 times, and it doesn't tell me if it's accepted or it isn't accepted. And then I can get to a page and just see some basic features, and then I'm thrown back out. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. I might have to call them.
What are you trying to do?
Trying to complete my registration with Logbook of the World.
You're not using ham radio deluxe to do it, right?
Negative.
That's weird.
They gave me a website on the postcard to go to. That's where I am.
Did you check your email so you see if they sent you something?
I did, but it says it can take up to 3 days.
Well, I'm glad you're breaking the ice first.
I don't know, maybe it's a problem because I'm not a member, but I thought anybody could use Logbook of the World.
Yeah, I don't know. Did it ask you at any point if you were a member?
When I registered, you didn't have to be. It just said to register an account for Logbook of the World, which I did. And then download the program, which I did. I filled out the form, and it sent it to them. And then they sent me a postcard, and I'm supposed to enter the information on the postcard back on their site. And they emailed me the security certificate to let me use the program within 3 days, and that's the part I'm up to, is entering the information off the postcard.
And it lets you enter the information, but you don't know if it was accepted. They're not saying, they're not giving you any affirmation that you're going along correctly.
Correct. I put in my information, and I send it, and then nothing happens. I'm just stay there. The computer's not going anywhere. It doesn't go through any other site. It's just going around in a circle here.
Oh, you mean it looks like it's sending it, but it's not going through?
It just gives me the option to send it. When I click it, nothing happens.
Yeah, that's weird.
WI-12YP.
Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, gang. I've been listening for a couple of minutes, and Steve, ironically, the Bergen County Club had a thing on that Logbook of the World tutorial, and I jotted down some notes, and it said about request certification, get the password, and it says follow instructions. Then you get an unsigned certificate, and then it only becomes successful when the unsigned certificate shows up with a gold seal. And it says, then the next note says set up station profile and then ready to upload records. So I don't know, it sounds like you're missing a step there someplace. Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. They sent me the postcard with my super secret password. And I'm trying to enter that password on their site, and when I click the log on button thing, it doesn't let me do anything.
Yeah, I guess the next step is give them a call. Just like I said, I jotted down the things, and after the password, it said follow instructions, and then you're supposed to see an unsigned certificate on your computer, I guess, and then the next one. Step is a successful one has a gold seal on the unsigned the certificate, and then you finish it out. So I don't know. I'm not familiar with it. I didn't get that far.
You know, it would have been simple enough to just download their program, request your postcard. They use the FCC records to mail it to you, and then whatever the postcard says, you should be able to just log in. You know, it should just give you like a log-on ID, and that's the end of it. I don't know why they make everybody jump through all these hoops.
I thought that, too. It seems like they're giving away $1,000 bills or something with this program. Anyway, Charlie, what are you picking up? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Bill. Looking at the Freedom Tower. I know they don't like you to call it that. I don't know why, but supposedly the top portion was going to be red, white, and blue, but I don't see that today. I'll have to find out more about that. I'm doing good, Bill. I'm glad you're on. I forgot to ask you yesterday a couple of things. I was looking at the old pictures you sent me of your antenna setup, ground and all that, ground up to the roof, and I see the air conditioning unit, the window near the air conditioning unit. Is that the one we're going in?
Yeah, that's it. Either that one or there's one under the deck. Either one that goes right into the room.
Okay. Because we may be able to get a ground off that air conditioning unit somewhere. I'm sure they have that grounded somewhere. We might be able to tap into that from that window. I didn't see the one underneath the deck. That might be good also.
Yeah, ground rods don't seem to be too much of a problem over on that side. There's no pipes or anything in the way. It's all clear.
Do me a favor, if you have a chance, just measure the width of that window where the piece of wood with the connectors would go, you know, side to side, so I can get the right size piece of wood for that window.
Yeah, we'll do. That's cool. I'll take care of that.
Let's see, Rocky must be in the car by now. KD2BOR, N1LU.
KD2BOR, good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Morning, Rock. I always like to say hi to Mike in the day when he's in the truck with you. I get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I tried to put the microphone in his hand because he's saying hello, Bill, before the repeater drops. I said, you got to wait a minute. You got to wait till I put the mic in front of your face and it's keyed.
Ah, he's cute. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, he ate like a pig last night. The girlfriend had a nice meal made, and we had roast pork and smashed potatoes and corn, and he ate like a... So there was no tomorrow. He loves to eat.
You're making me hungry here just thinking about that.
Yeah, I'm on a diet.
Sorry, not be hungry anymore.
And I'm on a diet, thanks. Hey, did you see my picture on Facebook?
The After Midnight group?
No, it's on Facebook, but you should be able to see it. It's on Facebook.
I don't know. Are we friends on Facebook? I don't remember.
Well, as long as you're on After Midnight, you should be.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I think the After Midnight's one thing, and if we want to be friends on the personal Facebook, I think that has to be, you know, a friend request sent.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well... Oh, well. Well, you know what I look like.
Yes, I do. But I'll have to check that out. If not, I'll send you a friend request. That way you can see my my family, my house, my shack, and you know, all the other good things. I think my shack's in there. It's changed so many times, I'll have to take a new picture and post it.
Yeah, I told Rocky I'm 300 pounds and about 5'5".
That's wide.
That's close to me.
Hey, Rocky, I found the guy you bought the amp from.
Yeah, it starts with an A, right?
Let me double check. Hold on. He's the only one allowed to have the listing. You gotta wonder why.
Oh, well.
He's the one with the Gold Coast Guard.
You know, that's Advanced Specialties. His Lodi used to sell those. I don't know if he still has them.
Did you pay somewhere around 100 and a half, Rock?
That's what it was.
Yeah, it's the same guy. Yeah, he's the only one that really got away with the listing. But I'm surprised. They pretty much canceled everybody else's, but, ooh, there's a big one here.
There's a lot of amps there.
Ooh, I'm looking at 250-watt, it's right below it.
But that's for HF, ain't it?
No. It's a UHF 250-watt. 144 MC to 148 MC, 2-meter ham amplifier, Class A and Class B. Does FMCWSs be AM and packet? But it's expensive.
I went on the regular internet and looked around at some amps. I couldn't believe the prices of them.
KC2YJV for ID. Yeah, $3 a watt.
Over to you, Charlie. KD2VOR.
All right, I'm going to park in a minute. Victor, then what's the name of that company? Is it Decibel? Decibel Products? Or do they sell just amplifiers? Or do they sell radios, too?
Oh, they sell just about everything. It's called Decibel Electronics. They sell from cell wave antennas, which are now decibel, to just about everything you can think of. I have a UHF one that's 200-watt decibel, and it has the remote and everything else for it. It's a really, really nice amp.
You said it has a remote?
Yeah, I can turn mine off, on and off remotely. It has bypass and powered. which is very nice, but like I said, it's only good for UHF.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that would be a nice feature. Mirage.